Welcome to the Nichols Mindset Podcast, where we explore strategies for personal growth and development. I'm your host, Robert Nichols, and in today's episode, we'll be diving deep into a fascinating topic, decision fatigue. Have you ever found yourself feeling overwhelmed by the number of choices you have to make in a day? Well, you're not alone. Decision fatigue is a real phenomenon that affects all of us. But fear not, because today, we're going to uncover the secrets to combating decision fatigue and reclaiming your mental energy. So, let's get started. To understand decision fatigue, we need to first grasp the concept of decision-making as a limited resource. You see, every decision we make, whether big or small, consumes a part of our mental energy. Just like a muscle that gets tired after repeated use, our ability to make sound choices becomes depleted over time. This leads to decision fatigue, a state in which our judgment becomes impaired, and we're more likely to make impulsive or suboptimal decisions. Now, decision fatigue can manifest in various aspects of our lives. From choosing what to wear in the morning to making important business decisions, the cumulative effect of decision-making can take a toll on our overall well-being. But the good news is that there are strategies we can employ to mitigate decision fatigue and make better choices throughout the day. One effective technique to combat decision fatigue is called decision batching. This involves grouping similar decisions together and addressing them all at once. For example, instead of responding to every email as it arrives in your inbox, set specific times throughout the day to tackle your emails collectively. By batching your decisions, you reduce the mental load associated with constant context switching and allow yourself to focus more deeply on each task. Another approach is to prioritize your decisions. By identifying the most critical choices that require your full attention and deferring or delegating the less important ones, you can conserve your mental energy for what truly matters. This practice is commonly referred to as decision triage, and it helps ensure that you allocate your cognitive resources effectively. Now let's explore the impact of decision fatigue on our personal lives. When we're exhausted from making decisions, we often fall back on familiar and comfortable choices. This can lead to a phenomenon known as decision avoidance, where we procrastinate or avoid making decisions altogether. Whether it's delaying important life choices or neglecting to prioritize our self-care, decision avoidance can hinder our personal growth and happiness. To overcome decision avoidance, it's crucial to cultivate self-awareness and recognize when we're falling into this trap. By acknowledging the fear or discomfort that may be driving our avoidance, we can take steps to confront and address the underlying issues. Seeking support from trusted friends, family, or professionals can provide valuable insights and guidance during these challenging times. Now let's shift our focus to the realm of productivity. Decision fatigue can significantly impact our ability to stay focused and efficient throughout the day. We've all experienced the dreaded analysis paralysis when faced with an overwhelming number of options. To combat this, it's helpful to establish daily routines and habits that reduce the number of decisions we need to make. Implementing systems such as meal planning, setting a consistent workout schedule, or creating a morning routine can eliminate decision-making from these aspects of our lives. By automating certain choices, we free up mental space and conserve our decision-making capacity for the tasks that truly require our attention. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with some key takeaways. Decision fatigue is a real and pervasive phenomenon that affects us all. However, by understanding its impact and implementing strategies like decision batching, decision triage, and reducing decision avoidance, we can regain control over our choices and preserve our mental energy. Remember, self-awareness and self-care are paramount in combating decision fatigue. So be kind to yourself, and when you feel overwhelmed, take a step back, reassess your priorities, and seek support if needed. Together, we can navigate the complexities of decision-making and cultivate a mindset that empowers us to make better choices. Our first example takes us to the world of politics. Barack Obama, as the President of the United States, faced an immense number of decisions every day. To combat decision fatigue, he implemented a clever approach. Obama simplified his wardrobe by adopting a limited collection of suits. By minimizing the time and mental energy spent on choosing what to wear, he conserved his decision-making capacity for matters of national importance. It's a remarkable demonstration of prioritizing critical decisions over trivial ones. Now, let's shift our focus to the world of technology and innovation. Steve Jobs, the late co-founder of Apple Inc., was renowned for his brilliance in product design and business strategies. But how did he combat decision fatigue? Jobs had a distinctive signature outfit, his black turtleneck, jeans, and sneakers. By adopting this consistent wardrobe, he eliminated the need to make daily clothing choices, thereby freeing up mental energy for more significant decisions. It's an intriguing example of how simplicity can combat decision fatigue. Our final example takes us to the realm of social media and technology entrepreneurship. Mark Zuckerberg, the co-founder and CEO of Facebook, faces a constant stream of decisions related to the platform's growth and direction. To manage decision fatigue, Zuckerberg has implemented routines and minimized choices in his daily life. He famously wears the same gray t-shirt and jeans each day, reducing the mental energy spent on selecting outfits. Additionally, he often sticks to the same breakfast and lunch options, further streamlining his routine. By simplifying these aspects of his life, Zuckerberg preserves his mental energy for the critical decisions that shape Facebook's future. These examples of Barack Obama, Steve Jobs, and Mark Zuckerberg highlight the importance of combating decision fatigue. By simplifying choices and reducing decision-making in certain areas, these influential individuals were able to preserve their mental energy for more significant matters. It's a valuable lesson for all of us as we navigate the complexities of decision-making. As we conclude this episode, I encourage you to reflect on your own daily choices and consider ways to streamline and simplify, allowing you to conserve mental energy and make better decisions. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of decision fatigue and how remarkable individuals have tackled it. Stay tuned for future episodes where we'll continue to dive deep into the strategies and mindsets that empower personal growth and development.